Everybody, we're here again. This is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And this is Ron Amatron. We have our Lightship Healing. This is the last Saturday in February 2011. This is the 26th. So let's do a mind to heart drop and we'll go right to the Lightship. So I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. You may feel the energy leaving your head going into your heart. Remember, when you're in your heart, you cannot have a negative or positive thought. And then you're out of time in the time-based reality at zero point. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And just scroll down to the light beam. It'll pop up right there in front of you. It's very large right now. We had to change a little bit. And we're going to energize the light beam with peace energy. This is for the people who are listening on the archives, because you cannot go to the Lightship unless you're live on the program on BBS Saturday night. So here we go. Energize the light beam with some beautiful peace energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go to the Lightship, everybody, so you can bring up your animals and pets, plants, flowers, if you wish, a garden. So here we go. Count to 5 as we go up. Remember, you're on the Lightship physically, and you're also here physically, but you're out of time when you go to the Lightship, and you will feel yourself being disconnected from the reality that you're in right now, and you're going to feel like nothing is connected to you around you. Here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you're fortunate enough, you're going to be able to see the light beam doctors, because you are up there physically communicating with them. So you want to think of one particular problem that you're dealing with. It's normally physical healing that we do on the Lightship. So think of one physical condition. It could be a sore back. It could be maybe a toe problem or something, or muscles. And right now we're going into the first healing room. And this room is where we have the golden whales. They're going to come to us here. There's three of them. And the light beings take on physical form. And the physical forms that we see are related to the earth energies here. So this is why we use the light beings that look like animals and different types of beings that are here. So this is the golden whale energy. Request your healing, because the light always sees you in divine perfection. They don't judge you, so you must request a healing. Otherwise, they would be going against your free will, free choice. So here comes the golden whale energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next we'll go into another location. We'll be in the same room, though, and probably many other ones. So I'm only able to see one or two at one time. And the next room we're going into is going to be a room where they have the dragonflies. So again, request healing for what you wish to have corrected. If we can do that, possibly, we'll do that for you. So here we go, dragonfly energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. and we're going to another location. We have a request for the tree room, so we'll go into where the large trees are, and they'll do healing on you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another location. And we'll go into the room where they have little guinea pigs. So here they are. And there's three of them. They always come in groups of three. They like being doctors for some reason. And this is the guinea pig room. So here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll just put some music on here so you can enjoy the little guinea pigs here and request your healing. To another room. We have a request here to go into a room where the monkeys are, so here we go. There's the monkeys coming to us. Request your healing. These are little small ones, so one, two, three, four, and five. Go on to a room where they have a lot of gemstones. So request healing there. So stronger, 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 and stronger. For the buffalo, so going to where the white buffaloes are. There's three of them coming. One, two, three, four, and five. You cat lovers, we'll go on to the room where the little kittens are. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And naturally, we can't forget the little puppies, so here comes the little puppies to do healing on us too. Remember, you must request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And your animals and pets are on the light ship. And you could request healing if you wish for them, but normally they're also connected with the doctors through mental telepathy, and they can actually find out what's wrong with them and do healing on them. But if you wish to add information, you and without any problems. So let's go to another location. And let's go into the room where they have the raindrops. And these are floating raindrops, and they're gold in color. Here's this room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And Some people like to have the camel, so let's bring in the camel energy. One, two, three, four, and five. Some of the golden and silver raindrops now. So one, two, three, four, and five. Have a lot of the water energies for healing. So let's go in there, and I'd like to see the little newts and the tadpoles and the frogs. So here we go. This will be quite an experience as they crawl on us and do their healing. So feel a little paws touching us, stronger. The frogs are probably even singing to us. Stronger, go into the room if we have any skin problems. This is the room for skin correction. It could be a growth on your skin. It could be like a wart, some type of growth, sunburn, a burn. I request your healing here. So one, two, three, four, and five. To the rainbow waterfall room too. Here we go. So stronger, and stronger. And we'll go on to where the dolphins are. These happen to be purple dolphins. Here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. Less healing than what you may have wrong with you, which you'd like to have worked with. We're going to a room now where they can help us to release the energies that might be working in our fingers, maybe blockages, arthritis, or something like that. So we work with our cartilage. Here we go. So stronger. Working with our joints. Stronger, and stronger. And we'll go on to an oxygen room right now. Here's oxygen number 18. Coming to us right now. One, two, three, four. four and five. So take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. Feeling the oxygen from the light ship. Another oxygen number 57. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're going to another location. And we'll go to the room where they have the unicorns. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We're going to another room. Another pool of water. This is where the seals are. So here comes the seals. So one, two, three, four, and five. Going to a room where they have doves. So here's the dove room. And here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Forget the hummingbirds. So go into the hummingbird room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. One more oxygen that we can have come to us, number 72. So one, two, three, four, and five. Inhale and exhale. Room. Not that they're all, not all special, but this is where St. Bernadette is. And this is what they copied from Lourdes, France. This is one of the healing rooms on the light ship. So it came from the light ship and they brought it down to the earth here. One of the pools of water. And here's St. Bernadette. And we're going into the water right now. So here's the water all around you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And request your healing. Another request here before we come back. So we'll go into the coral room in the light ship. And you're going to see that in the different growths on the coral. So here we go. So here they come. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. And here's another option, number 124. Coming to you now. Take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Light shift. Like I said before, all the healing that you had tonight was between you and the light being doctors. You're on the creation light shift, source energy. And they rematerialize your complete spirit in wholeness. And that's presented to your body, your spiritual blueprint of your body. And that integrates with your physical body here. So we're going to be coming down now. Thanking all the different doctor teams for working with you tonight. And our pets and animals and plants, flowers, tree gardens, whatever we brought up is now joining us. Coming back down. And I'll count to five as you feel the energy to disconnect it. This wonderful tube of light from the light ship. Here we go. Coming down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. So hopefully you enjoyed this call tonight. It's been a little longer than normal on the light shift. We do these sessions every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights. And it's for Monday and Friday. They're $20, starting at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And we do water charging also on Wednesday, so you can get 7 containers of water for the whole week for healing. So let's check out one of the special energies from the light ship. I'll do one of the energetic bodies that we have. And we'll just do an emotional release here. And you're probably pretty relaxed anyway, but we'll just see what else we can do for you. Then we'll see if our co-host is on, Annika, here. So here we go, emotional body. You are released from what happened to you today, so think of an issue if you have one. 1, 2, 3, 4. four, and five. Okay. So, sample your body, see how you feel. You should feel still pretty peaceful. Look upon that situation, and it should really not be with you now. So, we'll see if our co-host is on. Annika, are you there, Annika, out in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, Ron, and welcome everyone. This was just fantastic to experience the light ship again, and welcome all of you on Fast Chat. And one of the things that you can do if you want to come on a show and be able to bring up more of your questions is to be a sponsor. And I have a sponsor that I wanted to introduce, who is on tonight. So, Cassie, how are you doing there?
Hi. Hi, Annika. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
I didn't realize there were so many beautiful rooms in the light ship.
So, how are you doing? Where are you? Can I say where you are, Cassie? What state?
Yeah, I'm in Southern California. That's okay.
Okay. So, how long have you known about the light ship?
Well, it's only been like less than a month. That's why this was so. This last session Ron did through the tour through the light ship was so enlightening for me. And I've had put myself through quite a few clearings already, and I really feel the difference. I'm pretty amazed.
Yeah. So what clearings have you done? Because I have for you who don't know, Kathy, if you are on the Yahoo group, she's posted a little bit there. So
yeah.
yeah, and I had, of course, the pleasure to meet you when I went to Los Angeles recently. So yeah. So do tell us what you have noticed so far, Kathy.
Well, it's been very intense for me because I felt like it was just the right thing. I'm hearing Ron's voice and the way he was so consistent and so full of information, and I just felt like it just rang so true for me. So he had recommended doing the whole life emotional clearing. So I did that right away, then the death barcode, then I did the alien attack. Of course, I joined the conference calls. This is for February, and went on the light ship during the conference calls, and I participated in those. So I was so fascinated by it all, and got the water activated and divinely activated, and I've been drinking it and found that it made a big difference in my energy level and my ability to metabolize food even. One thing, I wasn't nearly as hungry as I used to be, and I wasn't nearly as anxious for coffee as I used to be. So that water really did help. I noticed that right away. So it's been great, and I've had some amazing healings in my body that I just can't deny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so great to hear. And a lot of people do tell that they notice a lot just even from the water, if nothing else. You know, if they haven't done anything else and they just try the water, you know, it's quite amazing.
Yeah, that water, it tastes pretty good and different, but it's so sweet for me. That seems to be something I need, something sweet to get it down. And then what happened, one thing that was really interesting that happened was I had an allergic reaction to my contact lenses, and so I got this redness in my eyes, and they puffed up, and I was even afraid I wasn't going to be able to make it to the expo because I didn't want to walk around looking like that, you know, with red puffed out eyes.
Yeah.
And so I started putting the activated water on them. And you know what? They just cleared up. I bet when you met me, you didn't even notice, I hope.
No, I had no idea. So, yeah. Go ahead and over to you, Ron, and Kathy, maybe you want to have special requests or anything that you want to ask or that sort of thing.
Yeah, would you like any special healing tonight, Kathy, since you're a sponsor? So we can do something for you if you like.
I'm just so happy with everything so far, but I did want to ask if you could recommend, Ron, a healing for a cough I've had that stems from the center of my chest with phlegm that I've never had before.
Okay, let's do that right now then. We'll do some clearing to see how that works for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody else has a problem maybe with a cough or congestion in their lungs, could be sinuses too, here we go. So bringing in the energy here. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And we're going to activate the light beam and bring some energy from the light beam into you to help you do more healing. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, is that any better?
Let me check. It feels better. Typically with me, I can't tell immediately, but I can tell later.
Okay, what we'll do too is very possibly you might have some those alien critters there. So this will be doing on the call tomorrow, which is our 8-hour you know, body rejuvenation, alien life form removal. So what we're going to do is work with everybody, including yourself, and we're going to take out these critters, alien species, out of our lungs. So here we go. Everybody take a deep breath and just see how this affects you. So get rid of the critters first. So one, two, oh boy, three. These here are little small dots with many, many legs. Four, five, kind of round, sort of, six, seven, I'm yawning again, eight, nine, and ten. And get out some more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that's the life forms. Now we're going to get rid of their poisons. So releasing poisons from your lungs. So stronger, 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 stronger. See if your saliva changes too. Stronger in your breathing. Stronger, 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 boy, stronger, getting a bad taste in my mouth here, stronger, 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 and stronger. Next we'll do the waste products. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And like everybody, get a glass of water. We'll do some silver water for healing after this here. So get a glass of water ready. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, and 1, 2, 3, well, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A lot of waste products here. So stronger, get them out. Stronger, 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 stronger. I'm almost feeling it in my roots of my teeth. Stronger, 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 deep in my gums like jawbone. Stronger, stronger. Maybe somebody out there has a condition with that, and these are where these energies are resting. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay. Wow. Let's get some carcasses out. These are the dead aliens that actually die inside of us. Remember, the aliens don't always like each other, so they can have alien wars in our body. And these dead carcasses can just kind of atrophy, rot, everything else in us here, decompose, and our body suffers. So here we go. Carcass removal of the alien life form. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So let's get our glass of water. And this would be probably for typically mouthwash, I would think, but it could be for drinking too. You can gargle with it. So coming to us are the silver dollar fish. And they're going to do our water for us. So here they come. So stronger. And just kind of hold the water in your hands here. And I'll put some music on for about a minute as this water gets charged up. You might feel your fingers tingle during this process. So again, stronger, and stronger. Water energy, stronger, and stronger. Okay, this water is completed, so either drink it or use it for mouthwash, gargle with it. Remember, if you do gargle with it, spit it out and just see how you're feeling. So back to you, Annika.
Oh, goodness, Ron, that was really something. I really, really felt that here myself, and I see a lot of comments on the fast chat. people feeling it. Neat says, this is a great thing. I'm feeling it. Amy, I'm coughing. Lungs feel hot. Neat mentioned a tar-like sensation. Tom says, left arm tingling. Have no idea why. And Derek was mentioning fluid in our lungs of some kind. So lots of comments. And over to you over there. How are you doing, Kathy?
You know, I had this wheezing and rattling in my chest, and it seemed to be gone. And while Ron was doing the clearing, I kept feeling the need to inhale and then exhale sharply. I don't normally do that, heavier breathing. Good thing I'm here alone in the house. But I feel like it got it out.
Yeah. So it helped you to get it through. You know, it's interesting how the body will kind of help come along with coughing or sneezing or whatever, and it's very helpful to get it out. So,
yeah,
what else would you like to ask of Ron, or what else can...
Oh, well, that was so wonderful. I remember I told you I felt like coughing, and that has totally disappeared. But I do have a weird bug bite on my right hip. And I wonder if you could please, a healing for a bug bite.
Yeah, we could do something, sure. So let's see what we can do here. Let's take out the poison, first of all. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, stronger, boy, stronger, stronger. I put some of that silver water on it. Stronger, 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 a little bit more, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll see how that helps you. Got rid of some of that poison there, not all of it.
Okay.
Well, how does it feel now? Any different?
How do you feel?
Let me check. You know, I put some of that water on it. Yeah, it feels a lot better.
Uh-huh. So I should mention that this one is online. And if you go to the website, creationlightship.com, and scroll down, you'll see under emergency healings, there is the Be Here in the Now, and then below that one is the Bites and Stings healing. That is a great healing to help with anything like that. And also, since you were mentioning the water and how that's been so helpful for you, if we have other people that want to try the water, it's actually only $1 to have a water activation. It's also on the website. And you have to go a little further down, if I remember that right. Kind of scrolling down here, but... Actually, I don't really see it right. Oh, yeah, it is. It's all the way down just above the radio shows. It says personal divine activations, and you can go to personal water activation or object activation or activated pictures on there. And like we said, the water is only $1 to do a glass of water, and it's wonderful to have that on there. Kathy, over to you. Maybe you have another question?
Ron, I was wondering if when we're in the conference call and on the light ship, if the light beings could substitute a missing organ, such as a gallbladder that I had surgically removed a few years ago?
Well, what they can do is bring in the energy for that so that your body will actually sense the energy that you do have the body organ. A long time ago, I was working with somebody, and I said, they're working with your gallbladder. And the person said, well, I don't have a gallbladder. I go, well, they're still working with it on the light ship. And they couldn't catch on that, you know, that they did have the energy of that, and they were, you know, making the energy probably stronger to work with your other body parts so that the gallbladder actually was doing its job even though it was removed. So that was quite interesting. But the person kind of didn't get it because they said, I don't have it. They kept saying that. I said, yeah, but they're working on your gallbladder. Uh-huh. So I imagine they had some results, but mentally, I don't think they could get past the fact that it was removed, and they couldn't figure out how, you know, energy could still be there or being actually added to the person to have that actually function. So they can do that on the light ship, yes.
Great. So I should just go ahead and ask then.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to be on tomorrow, right, Kathy?
Yes, I am.
So tomorrow on Sunday, Ron has another 8-hour call. We did a 4-hour call today. And if you want to be on there, if you haven't done it yet, you can always just contact Ron and actually come on, right, Ron? They can email you at creationlightship@yahoo.com?
Yeah, that is correct, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So you can connect with me tomorrow. I'll be probably opening up emails a little bit after 9 o'clock, between 9 and 9:30, and just seeing what's happened, you know, with people who might want to get on the call. Also, I love getting emails from the people who are on the calls to see how they're doing, because after the call, I don't have any connection, you know, so it's nice to see what has happened from people.
Mm-hmm.
So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so, Kathy, did you want to describe something that you had experienced so far?
Well, I think the combination of things I did has really helped me to... Most remarkably, I really didn't know what to expect because I'm so new and I didn't know anyone, of course, and just going ahead with it because it felt so right. But the most remarkable thing is that before this started, the last 8 years, I've had terrible trouble with my legs. Maybe some of you have this where you can't hardly walk or you feel really stiff. And my left hip and my left leg and my sciatic nerve were all painful. And it was to the point where I was wondering if I was going to need a walker pretty soon or a cane. And I just couldn't even get out of a car after sitting in it for 10 minutes. I had to stretch and stretch and stretch before I got out of bed. And now the difference is almost like my body's like when I was a teenager. I have this limberness, flexibility. I walk so fast, I feel like I'm skating around the house and everywhere I go. And I can get out of a car, stand from a chair. I mean, that pain and stiffness has completely dissipated. I mean, healed. It has healed. And I think that the difference was going on the light ship, those conference calls. Started noticing it then. You know, of course, I did the emotional healing. And but the conference calls is when I noticed it going on the light ship. And then the day I went into the expo and I sat in the light chamber, I wondered if I was going to be able to get up from the chairs in there easily, and I could. And I know that really helped give me a life force energy to complete this healing in my legs, which has just been so phenomenally remarkable. Everybody notices how fast and easily I'm walking. I'm not the slowest one anymore.
Well, you know, it's just amazing to hear how fast this all happened to you. I know you've only really been on... listening
That's
to Ron for like a month.
Right. I did listen to the archives and also the Q&A. and I got on the Yahoo group and I asked a lot of questions, and so many people rushed to help me. And gosh, it's just, you know, I wanted to meet Ron, and I met him at the expo, and he's just so amazing. And the whole booth he had and his talk were just everything just made so much sense to me, and it all helped. And these healings that he did there at the expo were amazing too, especially that robotic one where I hadn't even noticed that I was so stiff in my hands and arms. And then now they're loose too. So I'm kind of like one big, I feel like a little flexible now. We're all, loose again. I'm really enjoying it.
So how was the clearing today? I know we did a special clearing on our call with the mind of the body. How does that one work for you?
Well, that to me is like the icing on the cake. It helped me mentally, and also I feel a lot more energized. Like if I was 10, I could run down the street and like that. But I was not going to do that, but I felt like I could do that. And suddenly, all these wonderful thoughts are coming through my mind that I can reach things, I can do this, I can do that. And the physical freedom feeling is just so tremendous. I'm so happy.
So, was it the mind of the body you were mentioning right now, Ron? My sound here went out a little bit. So, I just want to mention too that the mind of the body is a whole lifetime clearing that you can do online. It's another one of those that I just think I couldn't really live without. You know, after doing a few of the other ones, I did the mind of the body. I've been doing it for a long time, and especially, you know, when it comes to healing, and maybe you can talk a little bit about what is the mind of the body, and how does that hold us back from healing if we haven't had that part of us cleared, Ron?
Well, the mind of the body is like your internal healer. You know, it makes everything function that you know nothing about in your body. You know, if you have an ache or pain, it tries to solve that to bring in healing energies to your body. Naturally, if we have a virus, you know, like we're talking about tonight, having a cold, having maybe a blood problem, you know, runny nose, anything that you're dealing with your body that happens to be, we'll say, some type of health issue, it helps to mend your bones. So the mind and the body is very, very critical for your own health. And unfortunately, when you go through the alien death barcodes, if you haven't had that clearing, you know nothing about that, well, you probably went through some of these, and that just shuts down the mind of the body. And unfortunately, you could be living with maybe only 1/3 of your life force energy and wondering why maybe life is not very good to you because you're always in pain. Maybe you have problems with you. So that clearing of the alien barcode is quite wonderful. I'd say if you have, if you're listening and you're over, 30 or over, typically you want to do that clearing. And you do get two clearings for the price of one on that. You have one for stress and one for the actual death barcode. So they're both very, very important. But the mind of the body gets shut down each time you go through a barcode. And by having that clearing, you start to regain your health over again. And, this is what jumpstarts your immune system, your lymphatic system, everything with you that deals with health internally. It gets jump-started with the mind of the body. So that clearing, I don't normally mention too much. We did it today on the 4-hour conference call, and boy, what a difference. A lot of people really enjoyed that clearing. So I don't normally promote that one or talk about it too much, but it's a great clearing.
Mm-hmm.
And our time is kind of coming to an end. So
yeah, but I heard we came on a little late, so maybe it's okay for just like a few minutes to get Kathy there. I know your legs are getting, your lungs are getting better, and I know you've already told me you are doing the death barcodes now, right? Removal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, except for my lungs today, after that mind-body clearing, I just felt super. Now my lungs feel good.
That's wonderful.
How am I going to sleep?
So good. Well, maybe we should do some energy to help with sleep, Ron, before
that sounds good, because we have a lot of people back east listening, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning. So let's bring in some energy for peaceful, restful sleep tonight. And you may want to leave your light being up. It'll be activated for the next hour. So here we go. So stronger, and thank you for calling and sponsoring the show, Kathy. So here's the light being coming in, and you too, Annika, for coming on. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, and if you want to remind me, since you mentioned the robotic clearing, we could do that maybe on the Monday program on VBS. So if somebody wants to remember that, who's on the fast chat, I'd love to do that for people. So here we go. We'll be signing off here, and I'll bring in some more energy as we sign off. And thank you, Annika. Thank you, Kathy. And have some restful sleep. Remember, the light beam will be energized for the next hour, so you're able to enjoy this peaceful sleep. Well, thank you so much. And we'll see you later, everybody. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow on the 8-hour call, which is for alien life form removals. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening, even though it's late back east, and hope you enjoyed this 1-hour VBS radio program. So thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.